You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dog Pound on Saturday, October the 17th. Run Dog Wild with the Cleveland Browns 5K presented by University Hospitals in association with Michelob Ultra. It's the all-new 5K fun run that starts and finishes at First Energy Stadium. All participants, every single one, will receive an awesome T-shirt, not a Miz T-shirt, but an awesome T-shirt, a bone-shaped Dog Pound headband, and an amazing finisher medal. Sign up by October 1st. That's already happened.
I was waiting for you to go.
That's already happened. You can't do that now anymore. It's not happening anymore. But no. You can still sign up and get it. A part of it. Go to ClevelandBrowns5K.com or on the Browns mobile app. I guess you won't be getting what we would call a discount, but you friends will still have the opportunity to get involved with the Cleveland Browns 5K and get that awesome finisher medal. Matt Wilhelm, won't that be glorious? It's the 1-5K in Cleveland you don't want to miss. Register now, Cleveland Browns 5K or on the Browns mobile app. It's never too late to run 5K. Bottom line.
Never.
Never. 216-578.
I will watch people run a 5K all day.
216-578-0. You're not running in it?
Actually, we got an email that says there's a special discount that we can run it as employees for $20. I was hoping the email would come that we're going to pay you to run the 5K. That's about the only chance that I have to run it.
Yeah. If my life is not on the line, I will not be running 5K, which is 3 miles.
Like, can I commit a crime and then get chased for 5K?
I did do cross country in high school to get out of basketball conditioning.
Why don't you just line up 10 people with my legs spread and kick me in the nuts before you have me run cross country?
It was better than basketball conditioning. I ended up making a smart decision.
Basketball conditioning is the best.
No, it was not the best.
Suicides?
We had to know. See what happened.
Foul line, half court, bat.
But you know how we ran our suicides? Coach Whitworth tells Vince Condi, friend of the show, that all he's got to do is, you know, make these little things for him, and then we'll be out of like 20 suicides or whatever. We'll get wiped out. So the next 20 suicides, we're free anytime he gets mad at us. So he makes these things. It's like a little piece of wood this big. It was like a 2x4 cut into like maybe 3 sections or whatever, wrapped in carpet.
Yeah.
And Vince's dad was a contractor, so he did it. So from that point on, we didn't run suicides anymore. I don't remember what he called them. So the 20 suicides we got, that was garbage.
Yeah.
He changed the name of them because now we ran with them with both hands on the carpeted block, on the ground, hunched over, and that's how we ran all our suicides.
Oh, dude, we did that at conditioning at Ohio State. It was like board pushes.
Yes.
Yeah, so we'd have a 2x4 cut about 24 inches across.
Yeah, exactly right.
Just one with your hands on top on the indoor turf, and you run. So we'd go across the field and back.
Yeah.
So 104 yards and 2/3 of a yard.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yes, I'd much rather run cross country. At least I'm running through nature. I can get the mountains and I can stroll.
But then just
there are some cute girls running cross country.
Listen to your coach and eliminate the suicides or the board pushes.
Yeah, but he was what I'm saying was he was tricksy and false.
It's not my fault. That's an Eastsider, isn't he?
I'm from California, Wilhelm.
Oh, whatever. Sounds like West Side then.
As West as it can be. I am more of a West Sider than you.
Hawaii?
In the continental United States.
Oh. Anyway, Dino, do we have any calls?
Oh, we have a boatload of calls.
Let's take them.
Wes on a cell phone. Wes, welcome to the show.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, good. I just want to say I love your guys' show. I listen to it every day driving home from class, and it makes the drive bearable.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I guess I was calling in terms of Browns versus Steelers and Browns versus Ravens. I don't think there are facts to where you should dislike both teams, and I think that they even out. I don't think someone could come up to you and say, look here, this is why you should dislike the Steelers more than the Ravens. But in my case, I personally hate the Ravens way more than I hate the Steelers.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay.
Yeah. And mainly because I'm growing up in a house right now. Dad and brother, both big Steelers fans. And, obviously when the Steelers are playing the Browns, Browns all the way, Browns fan. But honestly, when the Steelers are playing anyone else, I do tend to root for the Steelers. Don't shoot me. I do not mind their team. I'm a huge Antonio Brown fan. I was a huge Hines Ward fan. I think he's one of the best stand-up guys the NFL has ever seen. Big Jerome Bettis fan. But when you look at the Ravens, I just think that team in general has more of a negative aura around them. You know, when you think of the players they've produced, you know, if someone goes and says, you know, I don't like Le'Veon Bell, you know, you simply don't like Le'Veon Bell because he is a Steelers player.
That's true. He's a stud.
If someone said, you know, I don't like Ray Rice, you got some pretty good reasons to not like Ray Rice, you know. Same with, you know, depending on what you think, and I'm not trying to accuse Ray Lewis of anything here, but it's the same case with Ray Lewis, and I think that the Ravens organization in general has just more of a kind of just a, I just loathe them more. They have more of a negative aura around them, and I just wanted to look, what do you guys think about that?
I think for me, it's the reason why I asked your age. I would imagine that some of our fan base, you know, as we've heard earlier, you know, been a Browns fan since 1960, might feel stronger about the rivalry between the Browns and the Steelers because of its storied history. And for you, you know, in your infancy, you know, you've been, you know, raised in Northeast Ohio, maybe, and you're 19 years old, so majority of your life has been the new era of the Cleveland Browns, and you were, you know, being born as it was this, that rug was being pulled out from under many Browns fans.
Exactly. Yeah. And like I said, I mean, and I mean, also, what kind of, guys, this sounds like kind of a stupid question, but in your guys' opinion, I mean, depending on how, you know, I mean, I consider myself a hardcore Browns fan, but just because you consider yourself a hardcore Browns fan. You know, does that necessarily mean you need, you know, I do hate the Ravens, I've made that clear, but does it necessarily mean you need to hate the Steelers? You know, I know they are a division rival, but I really, from the bottom of my heart, I really do not mind the Steelers team. Obviously, like, you know, if there's a situation where the Browns won't get into the playoffs, if the Steelers win, obviously I'll be rooting against them, but I really, just the Steelers team, I really do not mind it at all.
Yeah, you got it, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Just root for the Browns. I think fantasy football has a lot to do with kind of the
you
softening of natural
players.
Rivalries because you're like, Ben Roethlisberger's good. Antonio Brown keeps winning me my fantasy league. Le'Veon Bell is great. Oh, Martavis Bryant.
Yeah, if you're a DraftKings employee playing on FanDuel and you start Ben Roethlisberger and he goes off, you're loving him.
Yes.
Wah, wah.
All right. Here we go right now. This text just came in from Beatbox. Tell Wilhelm I'll pay him $40. To run in the Cleveland Browns 5K if he wears a free stand shirt.
Oh.
400.
Counter offer has been made.
Add a zero.
Counter offer has been made at $400.
And he has the liberty to go and print the shirt that I will wear.
Yeah, that's not on you to pay for.
That's not on me. I'm not going to go out and get a shirt. He can make the shirt and pay me $400.
Can Stan accompany you for the entire run?
Absolutely not.
I think he should be allowed to.
Could he?
I think he should. All right, 216-578-0850. I like this. Beatboxing genius. Iron Will is on the phone. What's up, Iron Will?
Hey, man. Good afternoon. Always good to enjoy a little CBD with Cleveland Browns sponsor Arby's for lunch. Very good stuff there.
We have the meat.
Push!
I like that jalapeno one.
Hey, I got to passionately disagree with the last fan, although we're both call ourselves diehard Browns fans. Hating the Steelers is part of that definition.
I agree. It's like being a Buckeye fan and not hating Michigan.
I was here. Exactly. As far as the Ravens, the only reason they're in our division at all is because they used to be the Browns. But to be honest, I couldn't give a rip about them. I don't like them because they're in our division. End of story. I mean, the whole thing with them moving, Art Modell is dead. You know, rest in peace. But he's gone. All the players are gone. They are on the East Coast. As far as I'm concerned, I would trade them for the Buffalo Bills in a second in our division. There's a much more passionate fan base here. When those Buffalo Bills came to the game last year, it was the most violent game in the stands I've been to in a while. I would rather see Buffalo here. I really couldn't care less about Baltimore. Other than, you know, they're in our division. So, yeah, I hate them and I want to beat them, but I don't care about them. I hate the Steelers. Their fans are everywhere. And I think I hate the fans more than the team itself because of that. They're just everywhere, especially
they are.
People that are born here.
It's a very storied history, Iron Will. But thank you very much for the call.
All right, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, from the podium right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.